Good morning to you all, and God's grace and blessings and divine presence be with you. I don't know if any of you know this, but there's a football game this afternoon, and it's kind of a big deal. I was thinking about teams that prepare for and actually have the opportunity to participate in the Super Bowl. So they began their training. Of course, they train all year long. We all know that. And we also know it's a multi-billion dollar industry. They began their fall training in July. So here we are, July, August, September, October, November, December, January. 7 months of the year they've been playing football, literally, in games from August on. Can you imagine the work, the effort, the energy, the commitment that goes into that? If you've ever been around a coach, even at the college level, during the season, they are not working 40-hour weeks or 50-hour weeks or 60. They're in the 70 to 80-hour or more hours per week during the course of their season. So for that whole period of time, let's say from August on, they've been putting that kind of time in, all to get to the Super Bowl. Well, we have another Super Bowl today, too, as well. It's S-O-U-P-E-R. And the Super Bowl today that we are invited to participate in is sponsored by International Orthodox Christian Charities, IOCC. With an opportunity to give a monetary donation, or if any of you had the opportunity to bring food items, we will give those locally. The monetary donations will go to IOCC to be used nationally and internationally. But I would say to you, even beyond that, or let me say, in conjunction with that, we of course have a Super Sunday once a year on Pascha. And every Sunday is a Super Sunday. It is a day of resurrection. It is the first day of the week, the day of beginning with the presence, within the presence of God. And an encouragement to begin daily on this, the first day of the week on Sunday, with our commitment, let me put it a better way, to begin by experiencing and receiving God's incredible love for us, His incredible, compassionate, divine presence for us. And of course, in our liturgical traditions of the Orthodox Church and the Roman Catholic Church and the Episcopal Church, we have Lutheran Church, we might say, we have the opportunity to receive the precious and life-giving body and blood of our Lord and the sacramental presence of Him. We have that opportunity to begin our week with His grace and His love and His mercy and compassion, His very real presence. Today, as we do annually on the 2nd of February, we have the feast day of the entrance into the temple of our Lord and are blessed this year that it is on Sunday. We had the opportunity with our children to have a 40-day blessing, and we thank Nina and Michael for coming on this day to bring their beautiful little girl, Georgia. And when I was holding Georgia in my arms, the little kukla, my mind went to that icon. The icon of Mary holding Jesus in her arms at 40 days old, and Simeon getting ready to receive him. For the handful of you that had the blessing to be here for Orthro service today, we had hymns and lullaby, didn't we? I'm going to sing a few of them. And think about Jesus being brought to the temple and being held in the arms of the Simeon. In his arms the elder one, Simeon, embraces you, the creator of the law and the governor of all. Wishing Adam to be safe, He who fashioned us abode in the womb immaculate of the Virgin Lady pure. Every generation of mortal nature blesses you, and as Mother of our God gives you glory, Lady pure. Come and see the Christ who is Lord and Master of all things, who today by Simeon to the temple now is born. And I'm going to sing the last one. Here you go. Theotokos, as the hope of us Christians, one and all, guard and shelter and protect those who put their trust in you. O believers, come, let us perceive a type in the law and the shadow of the letter. Every male that opens the womb shall be holy to God. So the unoriginate Father's firstborn, Logos and Son, who is the firstborn of the Mother, who knew not man, we magnify. Who's going to give me a hand on that? We are all invited to a personal relationship with God. Without a personal relationship with God, we are legalistically focused. We are focused on doing the right things, perhaps, but we don't understand the incredible love of God. How many of you are mothers here? Imagine holding your babies in your arms as they are 40 days old. Imagine Mary bringing this vulnerable, sweet baby into the temple and Simeon receiving him. You know, the Orthodox understanding of Simeon is this. Simeon was one of the 70 translators of the Septuagint, translating the scriptures, the Hebrew scriptures from Hebrew into Greek. This happened 200 to 250 years before the time of Christ. So let's do the math here. Simeon, when he was in the part of the gospel, the book of Isaiah, where Isaiah said, "Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and call his name Emmanuel," was going to change virgin to woman. But an angel appeared to him and said, "She is a virgin, and God is going to allow you to live until you see with your own eyes this magnificent miracle, the salvation of the human race, come into reality." And so, 200, 250 years, Simeon is an old man, of course. Jesus is he's at least 250 years old or more. Now we might say, who in the world could live 250 years? Well, we might also say, who in the world could come into the world as God who became man? So it's beyond nature that this event happened. And the Orthodox Christian Church espouses this belief and passes it on, that Simeon was encouraged by the Holy Spirit to come to the temple on this particular day. And when he saw Jesus, he knew him as the Messiah. He held him in his arms. And he said, "Lord, now let your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all people, a light to enlighten the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel." What God is so great as our God, who becomes a simple, humble little infant in order to, in utter humility, approach us and offer us the opportunity to be reconciled for all eternity with God the Father in the context of the reality of the presence of God the Son in the power of the Holy Spirit. This is the feast that we celebrate today. This is Super Bowl. This is what life is about. For those of you who know me, you understand I'm a big football fan. I'm a big sports fan. But nothing, honest, my dear brothers and sisters, can compare to this. Nothing in life can compare to this. Wealth, fame, fortune, success, all dims utterly in comparison to this wonder of wonder and miracle of miracles. So as we celebrate this Super Bowl today, in the context of rooting for the Kansas City Chiefs, I'm just saying, and the IOCC Super Bowl, S-O-U-P-E-R Bowl, may God be with us. Through the powerful intercessory prayers of the elder Simeon the righteous, the just, and the prophet Annas, the prophetess Anna, who was 84 years old and spent her whole life in the temple. She was widowed after 7 years of marriage, praying, and she likewise got to hold God. So we see Simeon representing mankind, Anna representing womankind, they representing humanity, humankind, receiving the salvation. Lord, now let your servant depart in peace, according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all people, a light to enlighten the Gentiles and the glory of your people, Israel. Super Bowl Sunday is upon us. Have a blessed and beautiful day. And remember, if God is for us, no one can be against us. Please rise.